Good evening, and welcome to Adventure and Interviews. I'm your host, Erthrandiri Ariel. Tonight, we're talking to one of my traveling companions. She's a magician of great skill and formidable power, a speaker with souls, and she's a soon-to-be-published author to boot. Please welcome Oriana Aelvin, otherwise known as Amity. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. It says banter here. But aren't our lives already like 80% banter?
And 20% unimaginable horror. let's skip it for this one. Tonight, I'll be asking you some questions about your life, your tastes, and what makes you the person you are. Do you feel ready?
Don't hold back.
Well then, let's get started. What is your idea of perfect happiness?
I'll set the scene. You're walking around an unexplored tropical island with three long-lasting friends. There's plump blue fruits and cute rodents, and one friend tells a joke that in the whole world only the four of you would ever get, and you all break down laughing and everyone just keeps laughing together for a whole minute because it's still funny every time you think about it.
What's your greatest fear?
That would be losing something you can't get back. Like if I lost all my new magical abilities once I left Barovia, or if I knew magic could never grow my foot back.
Are there any other fears that might be more likely to happen?
There are more likely things you can lose you can't get back. But also, I should have been home by now. I'm worried someone's going to try to find me.
Makes sense. What is the trait you most deplore in yourself?
Deplore is a strong word. What I dislike about myself, well, there's that when people around me are stressed and sad, I don't know how to help them. And second thing, I'm not sure I chose the right name for myself anymore.
What do you mean?
I mean, Amity, being nice to people so they like you. It's a good thing, but it's a little shallow.
Huh. What's the trait you most deplore in others?
Selfish greed. If you're going to be evil, at least believe in something.
On what occasion do you lie?
I do sometimes tell white lies to make other people feel better. But in Barovia, though, I'll lie whenever I want. I mean, morals get a lot looser when life is on the line. Don't worry, not to you.
No, I get it. It's okay. What do you most dislike about your appearance?
The prosthetic. Don't get me wrong, it's absolutely grimcore. Plug for Blinsky. But I get phantom foot sometimes.
Oh yeah, that's understandable. Hopefully we can find someone to have that regenerated once we're out. I'm sure our new piles of treasure can pay for something. What do you most value in your friends?
Spontaneously making fun things happen and talking about interesting things. I need friends who try to get a football game started, where it's not beneath them to throw snowballs, and who talk about weird bugs or sword fighting tricks.
Oh, definitely. And, what is the quality you like most in a man?
You're fishing for compliments, aren't you?
No, not really. I want to know more about you, honestly, not just sit here and hear you flatter me, you know?
Okay. Well, if I'm going to be with someone forever, it's important that they grow, and not just by my side, so that they can keep showing me new things. And it's important to me that we're equal. We're both doggone magically powerful, pretty accomplished. Neither of us wears the dress in the relationship. It's convenient how that's worked out.
Certainly is, especially with the dress. What or who is the greatest love of your life?
Is this on the list, or do you just want me to say on the official record that I love you?
It's on the list, I promise. And, like, I've known you for 3 weeks. I do not presume to think that I am subsumed your life.
Okay. No worries. I mean, okay, obviously you. Sorry, Truffle, you get second place. But I guess to get more abstract, I love when people make things for the joy of making them and the joy of watching other people like them, whether it's a story or an obstacle course or anything.
Definitely. When and where were you happiest?
When I was young, my parents brought me to the Great Wash, and I was like, "Hi, I'm Oriana." And everyone else was like, "Hi, Oriana." And it's silly. It's probably not the most happy I've ever been, but just getting immediately and enthusiastically welcomed into a close-knit group of friends. Thinking about it sometimes makes me tear up a little.
Well, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Twice as big tail.
Excellent choice.
I'd like to be one of those people who can point at a flower and say, "That's a Queen Myrtle's underwear. Did you know you can pull them up and eat them like a carrot?" And like knows all these cool facts about birds and architecture and alchemy and stuff.
Oh, definitely. I love that sort of esoterica. It's wonderful. Oh, speaking of esoterica, if you were to die and come back as a person or a thing, what would it be?
Well, I used to think turtle, but something bigger now.
How much bigger?
A dragon. Big red one.
Ooh, why's that?
Because red's the best color. Oh, you mean the dragon part. Well, before Barovia, I never really pictured myself as becoming something big. Like, leaving North Kiwi to become a published author, that level of ambition already made me uncomfortable sometimes, and scared. But now the grandeur of being something amazing, it's addicting.
Well, this one's a bit of a come down from the last one, unfortunately. How'd you like to die?
Is it cheating to say never?
Afraid so. Lillison asked the same thing.
Well, not in my sleep. Nothing I can see coming. Like, somehow it's almost comforting if I see a big explosion over the horizon, and in a second, it destroys the entire world.
No, I definitely get that. You don't want to just sit there and watch as time squeezes his hand around your throat. Sorry about that. Why don't we go on to the next one? So, I'm doing a round of word association, okay? I want you to pick the first thing that comes to your mind when I say one of the following names. Don't screen it, just let it happen. Kiva.
Titania.
Metreon?
Hamlet.
Lillison?
Rapunzel, but cool.
Erythrindir.
Scheherazade?
Amity.
Into the Woods, which I highly recommend, by the way.
Strahd.
It's a Good Life.
I'm sorry?
It's a short story. Tell your readers to look it up.
I will. So, one last question. Which is not on the list. You said before that you're not sure that Amity is the right name for you anymore. What do you think the right name is?
Oh, I'm not ready to answer this. I've been listing words out, like generous and moxie and passion. They get halfway to what I want, but I haven't found it. I don't even know exactly what is I want yet. Remind me to look through faction-based dystopian teen novels for better adjectives.
Certainly. So a lot of those seem a little unwieldy.
True. You know, the worst thing is, even if I find the perfect word, like molistic, that just rings truth, I mean, that's a terrible name, right?
Maybe, but Molly might suit you.
That's not wrong.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
You are welcome.
And you can get Eowyn's Book of New Folk Tales. Well, it may or may not be on sale next summer. But if it is, it may be obtained via mail order to Besalt's Books in northeastern Daggerford, or in all places fine stories are sold. And until next time, dear listeners, stay safe and take care.